Hello?
Oh, hi, Marcus. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was putting up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you about this. I had the card, cut off because I was getting bad stuff on it. And then you're going to get back to me. I'm going to give you another card.
Oh, okay. So I think what happened is last month on November 13th, we spoke and you said you were waiting on a new card. But then on November 20th, the payment went through. So then I didn't have to contact you until now because now it's the December payment that we're having. I know it's weird because last month it ended up going through a couple days later, which is weird. But you're all good for that payment, so don't worry about it. So do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Hold on. My only question would be, is it still the same billing address on ND Court?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
It's 5240.
Okay.
3804.
Okay.
040.
Uh-huh.
637-08.
Mm-hmm. And expiration?
1128.
And the code?
529.
529. Okay. And then let me get your authorization just so that we make sure you won't have any further issues, and then you'll be good to go. It says issue generated error, so let me read back to you what I have, and maybe I put something in wrong. Did you say 5240-3804-0406-3708?
Yeah.
And then, one second here, it's for the expiration 1128.
Right.
And 528 on the back.
Right. No, 529.
Okay. Oh, 529. That's probably what's happening. Okay, so no wonder. That's probably the problem. So let me try it again. And then it should go through fine now. Okay, it did. I got the green light. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your day, too.
Oh, okay, I want to ask you something. On that Local Splash, what phone number do I have on there for myself?
Let me take a look. It says on here you have a call tracking number. Okay, so it's 845. 498-1182. And then when people call that, it forwards to your number.
And what number is that it forwards to?
It should be this number, I think. Oh, wait, we have a couple of different numbers on. We have a 385-1169 and a 392-5725, which is you, right?
Yeah, it should only be that number, just only that number.
Okay, let me test it real quick because usually it'll show which number it's forwarding to, but in your call tracking field, it just shows the call tracking number twice. So I'll call it right now, and then you can tell me if it's ringing. So one second here. 845-498. Yeah, if it's forwarding to the other number, we'll definitely get it fixed.
Thank
but
you
let's
for
see.
Calling Marcus Pavers Incorporated. Please press 1.
I'll just press 1 like I'm a new client and see what it does. One second here. Okay, it's ringing, so let's just give it a second.
Yeah, it's ringing on my end.
Oh, good. Okay, so now we confirmed it. Those numbers are coming to you. Great. So do you want to do you want to write down the call tracking number again, or do you want me to text it to you just so you know what it is?
Yeah, if you could text me, that'll be good.
You got it. Okay, I'll send that to you by text. And then is there anything else you needed for now, or was that the only question?
No, that's it.
Okay.
What contact number call you back?
Oh, it's I can put it in the text too, but it's, I'm always going to be reachable at extension 777. And then it's through the local splash number, which is 877-635-6225.
Okay. Yeah. If you can put that in the text too, so I have it. Okay.
Of course. Yeah. No problem. So I'll send that to you right now. So you'll get that text within the next couple of minutes. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tina. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.